And the next step is to go to the ballot committee. There's a committee of people that are set to write what goes in the ballot, how it's written. So both sides go to that, and then this ballot committee decides how it's going to be written. And what I remember is that ballot committee was adamant that we were not going to use the word retrofit. We wanted to use it because we thought it was a dirty word to everybody who was against the retrofitting the freeway. But they said that there more people than not wouldn't even know what retrofit meant. And I thought, that's crazy.
Yeah.
In this city, all we heard is retrofitting all these old buildings. And,
yeah, it's an earthquake zone.
It's an earthquake zone. So
interesting.
I don't think there's anyone who doesn't understand what retrofit means.
So the ballot committee sort of went through the language and said, oh, well, the public won't know what this means.
Yeah.
Huh.
I think they're political, too, quite frankly. And they're also real arrogant, most of them, because they consider themselves really great wordsmiths. They're writers, you know. But they also kind of slanted the whole thing toward our opponents, I think.
You mean the wording of the ballot?
The wording of the ballot.
Really?
No, well, yeah, it's all of this is political. There's no one that's not political. Jason.
So the thing that you originally wrote got changed?
Oh, no, that was our
position.
Petition.
That
was our initiative.
All right.
And the ballot committee doesn't do that. But then
there's
the ballot book that the citizens have.
Yeah.
It says, the way things are now, it states that.
Yeah.
And then it says what the proposal is.
Right.
And then there's a report from the controller that says,
all right, and then
it's going to cost the city money.
Right, and then what you guys wrote is after that.
And then it says, a yes vote for this means that. A no vote means this.
Right.
And it says how this got on the ballot, you know.
Huh.
And then we had to have supervisors to
approve it.
Well, yeah, it told who was supporting it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was in there too.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, then we really started our camp. You know, you don't have much time.
Right.
The ballot thing takes place toward the end of July, and then you get your ballot arguments, and they usually have to be turned in around the 1st of August, and that takes a lot of time to get those ballot arguments. And we get them paid for and in, and then, you know, you start your campaign. And, you know, we didn't have by 98 we had a much better, we knew a lot more people than we knew in 97. So we did have a lot of people we could call on. But we also had to really work hard to get some of the same people to come back and support us again, because they didn't want to be losers. You know, like Art Agnes had signed on in 97, and we wanted to be sure that he wanted to have a pretty good idea that we were going to win, I think, before he put his name to it again. But he ended up doing some commercials for us, which I have on tape.
Oh, you did commercials?
Yeah, he did some commercials for us, which he paid for. He did it for us. They were kind of odd, I thought. I've got some. I'll give you one of those you can take a look at. And then we had another commercial that we ran, that we had made, that we ran on the on TV too, on the cable channel.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was really good. That's a really good thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cost effective.
I wasn't aware that you had TV commercials.
Yeah, we did.
Did the other side run?
They did. They had, and they were, theirs was just laughable. They were so funny. I wish I had copies of theirs.
I'm going to look for them.
I don't have it.
I'll look for them. They're probably.
How can you find them?
Well, I know that the San Francisco Library has an archive of the Central Freeway debate. So I don't know if they have videos, but I'm going to check.
Well, Robin has all of it. He's organized them. Thinking he was going to give it to the library, I think. I don't know if he has yet.